Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Good evening and welcome. I am your host, Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I help women over 40 to break free of the diet rules so they can finally live a life of balance, peace, and harmony when it comes to diet and exercise. Ideally, you know, I want everyone to feel fit, comfortable, and confident in their bodies. And so tonight's show, I wanted to talk about habits. And I know I've talked a lot about habits, but I feel like habits are the glue. Habits are the foundation, if you will, right? You know, we've all seen buildings be built, and every building starts with the same thing, the foundation, right? If your foundation isn't solid, then the building falls down. And no one wants that. No one wants the building to fall down. We all want that solid building. So that's why I talk a lot about habits, because we all want to skip to the end. We all want to believe that it is about having 15 glasses of carrot juice a day, doing 20 bicep curls, squatting a Buick. And I got to tell you, that's great. But at some point, your habits are going to come back and bite you in the butt. Your habit's going to come back and say, girl, you didn't learn your lesson. You're sprinting to the finish line and you haven't built the foundation that it takes in order to keep up the pace that you're at. So let's dive into that one. I like to start with what I call micro habits. Now, I know everybody wants to have sorry for those people who are not Red Sox fans. Everyone wants to have those big poppy style home runs. You wake up and you're like, today's the day. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to be hot. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that, blah, 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 blah. And you want it to happen immediately. So, you know, you do all the things, you know, I'm going to the gym X number of times a week. I'm, you know, giving up sugar. I'm giving up soy. I'm giving up this. I'm giving up that. Life is going to be amazing. And then life's not so amazing. You're tired. You know, all it takes is one day that you trip. One day that you slip and you're like, screw it. I'm done. And so what I want to talk about is micro habits, right? It's creating these little tiny habits that are repeatable. I'm saying this is because I know you want to change your life. I know you want to have that healthy life. I know you want it to be so sustainable that you don't have to start all over again, that you're not always in that refresh and reboot period. And I know that, you know, sometimes you ask yourself the question, do I give it one more shot or do I just lay on the couch and binge watch TV for the rest of my natural born life? Girl, get off the couch, because these micro habits are going to be what is going to help you create that momentum and stay in momentum. That's what we ideally want. We want that continuous momentum. And when you sprint to the finish line, that's what always happens. You get tired, you know? You're not that natural born marathon runner, right? You want to, you know, work at a pace that makes you feel better, stronger, and more confident, like that badass that you know is on the inside. And I'll tell you, with micro habits, you're guaranteed not to fail. That's one of the few things I can guarantee, is that if you take it slow, you do these small incremental steps, success is yours. Success is yours. And so hear me out. Now, I want you to start thinking about these tiny habits as the Grand Canyon, right? The Grand Canyon, millions of years ago, started out as a little creek. And I don't know if you've ever saw the cartoon, The Flintstones, right? And in The Flintstones, they have, they're on a road trip and they drive to the Grand Canyon. And it's literally this creek that's about, you know, maybe 5 inches deep.
And, you know, I don't know who says it, Fred or Barney says to the wives, hey, this is going to be a giant canyon one day. I can't wait to see it, right? Well, of course, clearly they died off before they had a chance to see it. But that's how progress works. It's a slow, ever eroding, well, the Grand Canyon. It's a slow process. You know, think about a snowstorm. You know, here in New England, we have snowstorms. And we don't get 30 inches of snow in an hour. We get an inch of snow an hour. We get it, you know, so that over amount of 30 hours, that over amount of, you know, a few days, that builds up to snow. You know, 6 years ago, we had 100 inches of snow. That 100 inches of snow didn't happen overnight. It took a month for us to get to 100 inches of snow. So I hope that I'm driving home the point that it's these little things that add up over time that are going to give you the results that you want. And the results come from consistency. And the formula that I've created, I call it the Fit Girl Magic Formula. And it's, I got to create great habits. Once I create those great habits, it'll turn into a great routine. Those routines will turn into consistency, and that consistency is what gives me my lasting results. And so, like I said, you know, I know everyone wants to have that, like, you know, big poppy style home run. And unfortunately, for some people, that's not sustainable, right? You know, everyone can't just step up to the plate, swing for the fences, and hit a home run every single time. That's not possible. That's not sustainable for a lot of people. For those of you who don't know about baseball, there is a concept called Moneyball. And the concept is you want players who just get on base. Because if I get on base, I have a better shot of advancing across all of the bases and eventually scoring, right? So that's what I want you to do. I want you to get on base. And a lot of times we go down swinging because we're trying to go for the home run. All right, so how do you do that? Let's just, you know, a lot of people always ask me, Kim, but why? So here's my why. Here's the why. The small changes, you know, the small changes over time lead to lasting results. And I can feel confident about myself. I can feel amazing about myself. I can set these little tiny goals. And each day I can ask myself, did I achieve it? And I think I told you this a few episodes ago. On my cell phone, I have an app called Today. And every time, you know, one of my habits I've been trying to do since January, and I've been doing a pretty good job, is track my food. And every day I can go in and I can press that I did it or press that I didn't do it. And, you know, that has been very helpful for me because I'm a visual person. You know, some people use an old school, you know, wall calendar and they put a next every time that they do it. So that could be something for you that could motivate you to, like, you know, not want to break the chain, if you will. All right. So why do you want these incremental changes? It's easier to start, right? You know, I see all the time, you know, people get ready to get ready and they're like, oh, in order to get healthy and fit, I gotta, you know, maybe I need to get a gym membership, you know, and so that means I gotta shop around. So that pushes my starting working out off. Or I gotta get new sneakers, or, oh, I gotta wait till Monday because I can't go to the grocery store till Saturday or Sunday, blah, 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 blah. So you know what you say to yourself. So when I pick a small change, I can start it right now. I can get done with this broadcast and say, okay, this is my habit. I'm going to start right now and make it so freaking simple that I have no excuses. I don't need to go to the grocery store. I don't need anyone but me to say it starts right now, girl. And then I find that they're easier to sustain. Okay. So let's just make it simple. Let's just say, well, I'm going to use my real example. I wanted to get back into meditation. I lost the habit and now I want to get back. So that's what I'm working on. So all my examples are going to be all about meditation because I need examples so that way it drives the point home. So I can set this big goal, like 20 minutes I'm going to meditate, you know, or sometimes you say to yourself, you know, oh, I'm going to follow the whole 30, or I'm going to do paleo, or I'm going to do keto. And that's a lot of change all at once. So then you crash and burn. So you start small. So maybe it's you say to yourself, I'm going to drink one less cup of coffee. Maybe you're a coffeeaholic, or maybe I'm going to drink one more glass of water. For me, I'm going to start with 5 minutes of meditation, right? That's where I'm going to start. I'm starting small. I used to be up to 20, 30 minutes, but you know what? Let me own where I am right now. 5 minutes. And I've been doing it and it feels great. Sometimes I'm like, oh, 5 minutes have already passed. And I was like, maybe I should up it. Nope. I've only been doing it for 3 days. I'm not going to push myself. I'm going to say, stick with it. 5 days for 5 minutes for 30 days. And if I can sustain that, then I can take the leap. The other thing I like about it, it's fearless. It's painless, right? It's not this, I have to rearrange my whole life when I make small goals. You know, if I'm someone who has a bit working out in the morning and all of a sudden, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, I'm at the gym 5 a.m. So that means I got to change a lot. Like I got to change my nighttime routine to make sure I get up on time. Then I got to get up on time. Then I got to figure out like how much time I need to get to the gym. Then I got to put, you know, pack all my stuff to get ready for work. Or can I come back from work? Do I have to wait for a shower? All of that adds a lot of like mental noise. Where if I just say to myself, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. Or I'm gonna go for a walk on weekends. Or I'm gonna make sure that I, you know, here in Boston it's called the T, public transportation. I'm gonna get off 2 T stops before my job, or 2 T stops before wherever you go, and I'm gonna walk home so that I you know, I'm adding 30 minutes of walking to my life. Right? Is it badass? Is it hardcore? No, but it's more than what you're doing right now. And that's all I ask. You know, it's those incremental steps, going there step by step by step by step. You know, the other thing I see a lot is, especially when you watch those, like The Biggest Loser or any of those kind of fitness type shows, they go into the person's house and they throw out all the crap food. They're like, this is gone and this is gone. And you see the people like, you know, that one lone tear coming down. Or they're like, you know, cursing, you know, they're like, get the hell out of my house, blah, blah, blah. We've all seen those shows. And that's hard, you know, for me to tell you to go from 0 to 60, like in minutes, that's not what a lot of people can do. You know, I know like my husband and I, when we first started to get healthy, we did that. Like but that's how I am. And does it make you less hardcore that you can't do that? No, it's owning where you are. And that's the biggest thing that I believe holds a lot of people back. If you can't say to yourself, I'm going to start where I am. And if baby steps are where you are, that's okay. I baby step a lot of things in my life. I told you, meditation. Did I jump back in at 30 minutes? No, I was like, you know what? Let's start at 5 minutes because that's where I started before. And that's what helped me to build a really good habit out of it. And I miss it. And that's why I want to bring it back into my life. So that's where I want you to start thinking about, you know, what is that one little incremental step? So say you wanted to start eating healthier. You know, do you have to just say, okay, no sugar, no wheat? No. How about I'm going to make sure that every day I have a vegetable with at least 2 or 3 of my meals. It starts simple. It starts that simple. And it's probably something you may already be doing, but then you got to be more conscious of it. Like, okay, I want to make sure that maybe I'm having a salad for lunch, or maybe at dinner, I want to make sure that I'm having some type of vegetable with my dinner that's not just like a potato. You know, maybe I want to say, you know, I'm going to have green vegetables or red vegetables, whatever, but you're going to be more conscious of having that vegetable. You know, for me, one of the things I had to, when I was trying to start small with my food, is there are these Da Vinci syrups. They are tasty. And I used to always have it in my coffee. It was like heavenly. My favorite was the gingerbread. Yum, yum, give me some. Year round. But eventually I was trying to cut back on my sugar intake. Now, am I sugar free? No. Will I ever be sugar free? Hell no. But I did need to cut back on my sugar intake. So I cut back. They do make it sugar-free, but I wanted to cut back on my Splenda intake too, and I cut out the Da Vinci. Was it an overnight thing? Nope. I had it every other cup. I have 2 cups of coffee today, so I had it, you know, in 1 cup. Then I turned to having it every other day. Then it turned to having it on the weekends. Then it turned to having it on Sunday. And then eventually it was once a month, and then eventually I haven't had Da Vinci's in probably 3-4 years. I haven't had it. So that's where I want you to go. What could I have done it overnight? Possibly, but I probably would have backslid. I know me. I would have like, oh, I could have a little, and then no. Right off the cliff. So think about those things. You know, can you do this step by step? You know, it's not always just taking away everything all at once and this being like, I can do it. I can white knuckle this. So that's where I want to leave you with that. And, you know, when I do things in small increments, it takes less mental energy because I don't know how many years I spent thinking about what the hell I'm going to eat. I don't know how many years I spent thinking about, oh, why did I eat that? I don't know how many years I spent thinking about, okay, when I go here, I can have this on the menu, then I can have that, then I can have this. Wow, my gosh. It was like a cuckoo person running around in my brain. And when I started to scale back and just focus on the here and now and my small habits and what I could control in the moment, it was like 500 pounds came out of my head immediately. And that's where I want you to start. You know, when I take these little small baby steps, then I don't have to think about all the things. I can go nice and small. I feel more in control. I feel more that I can manage things way better than when it was like, okay, I got to worry about this workout. Then I got to worry about this food. And then I got to worry about this. And enough. So, you know, maybe you want to start working out. So instead of worrying about a 2-hour gym session, what about, okay, I'm going to hit 75,000 steps or I'm going to hit 10,000 steps. I'm going to, you know, take the stairs everywhere I go. You know, those kind of things. That's what I want you to start to think about. Because, you know, with the meditation, it was really easy for me to be like, oh, I got to find an app or I got to find this. No, it was sit for 5 minutes and count my breath. Set a timer, count my breath. Boom. Done. Now, can I get fancy down the line? Yeah. Will I probably get fancy down the line? Yeah. But I just said, make it simple. You started with counting my breaths. I listened to, there's a YouTube channel that is just ocean music because I love me the ocean and just ocean music. I set my timer, 5 minutes, boom, done. Simple, easy peasy. The last piece is I want you to stay motivated. You know, so many people tell me, oh, I'm not motivated. I don't have the motivation. And I say it in a whiny voice because that's how I hear it. And you have to be motivated. You have to keep the motivation going. And why I feel motivation dwindles, just like willpower, is because you're trying to do all the things. I got to go to the gym and do this. I got to eat like this. I got to do that. I got to, without really taking the time to scale it back and say, what are like the bare bones? You know, there is an episode of The Simpsons and, you know, Homer Simpson, if you don't know, he works at a nuclear power plant. And he's like, the boss goes, all right, I'm sick of you guys half-assing it around here. We're going to start using our whole ass. So here's where I want you to half-ass it. Here's where I want you to take off the all the things hat and say, what is 50%? If 100% is, you know, here's my list of 100%, what would get me 50%? And do that. And if you feel like you're stumbling with that 50%, scale it back. What would get me 25%? And the best advice I ever heard was, you know, I'm an A++ personality. And I heard the best thing was, instead of, you know, I always want the A+, right? Who doesn't? Like, I want to be like the gold star, the teacher's pet. But what if instead I went for the B+? It's still passing. It's still pretty outstanding. But it's not stressing me out. It's not making me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's keeping me on pace. It's keeping me sane. Is really what I'm trying to say is keeping me sane. And it also keeps me motivated because I'm doing these simple things, things that I can easily track. I can easily track, did I not meditate today? And when I say that to myself, I don't beat the crap out of myself. When I say it to myself, it's like, okay, Sunday, perfect example. Sunday, just like automatic, because I wasn't in the routine yet, I told myself I was going to meditate in the mornings that I don't go to the gym. Sunday, I didn't go to the gym. I got up. I wanted to go for a walk. But we were doing an event on Sunday, and I wanted to make sure I got my walk in before I had to leave the house. And I just got up, and I was just so focused on getting out and going for my walk that I didn't meditate. Now, old Kim would have beat the crap out of herself. She would have been like, oh, my God, you suck. Like, seriously, 5 minutes? You couldn't just lay in your bed for 5 minutes? You couldn't do this? And I was like, enough. And I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Here's my plan B. I'm going to meditate tonight at 5 p.m. I'm going to meditate tonight before I go to bed for 5 minutes. And that's what I did. And it's just now I put a post-it note on my clock, and it says meditate 5 minutes so that I can't forget until it becomes a habit. And then that post-it note goes away. It goes bye-bye. So that's how motivation happens, is that I do these little small things so that I feel good. And the more you feel good, the more you want to do. When you're constantly like, oh, I wish I woulda, coulda, shoulda, how motivating is that? Not very motivating. You know, you're tired of your own stuff. You're like sick of you. But when I do these small things, I feel excited about it. I feel like, yep, I can do it. And eventually it's just something that you do. It's something that becomes your non-negotiable. And, you know, I have 3 non-negotiables, and now I want to move my meditation into my 4th non-negotiable. And that way, it's just things I do. Like, I don't think about, you know, getting 7 hours of sleep. It's just something I do. I don't think about having a salad every day for lunch. It's just now something I do. I don't think about going to the gym because now it's just something that I do. I hope that helps keep you up with momentum. So what I want to do is give you like a little structure for you to start kind of making this on for yourself. I want this to be actionable for you. So the big thing is you got to make a choice, right? What is it that you want to change? And just write, it could be several things. Just brainstorm, just sit down and be like, I want to change this. Okay. Write it all down. What are the challenges around that? You know, so maybe you want to lose weight, but, and you want to start going to the gym, but you don't have a gym membership. So that's a challenge. Or maybe you want to start working at home, but you don't know what to do. That's a challenge. Maybe you don't have weights. That's a challenge. You know, those are the things I want you to write down. Then I want you to write down, what do you do well? You know, maybe you currently are, you know, hitting the gym and you're crushing it. Maybe you are currently eating well. That's great. Like, what are you doing well? Like, give yourself props. You know, maybe you're getting 7 hours of sleep. Give yourself props. Like, don't always look for the poop on the carpet. I want you to be like, look around and be like, find some gratitude, find some joy right now in your life. So here are some ideas for you to start. So say water. You know, I've given you an example of meditation, but I want to give you like what a lot of my clients come to me about, like when a lot of my clients will say that they want their, you know, want to do more water, right? So one of the big things I tell you people about water is habits sometimes need triggers for some people. They need triggers. So the trigger could be for water. Maybe you drink a glass of water when you first get up. Maybe you drink a glass of water when you first get to work. Maybe you drink a glass of water, you know, before lunch, maybe you drink a glass of water before dinner, but you find some interval that's something that you do on a regular basis that you will always do that will remind you to prompt you, you know, like my post-it note on my clock to prompt you to post you to make you drink the water. You could also set alarms on your phone to drink the water. Maybe you have a goal to move more. When I say move more, I'm not saying lift a Buick. I'm not saying, you know, 2 hour gym session. I'm saying, is it 10,000 steps? Is it 7,500 steps? You know, get a Fitbit, you know, just so you know how many steps you actually take and then start to build from there. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, to get to move more, it could be, you know, going to the bathroom the furthest from your desk. It could be getting off 1 or 2 T-stops before your house or before your work. Those kind of things, those little things add up. Maybe it's going to the grocery store and literally going up and down every single aisle so that you do, you know, build in those extra steps. Veggies, you know, having veggies with every meal, you know, maybe instead of, you know, you reach for a snack of nuts, maybe you reach for a snack of baby carrots or sliced cucumbers, whatever it is. You know, protein, you want to make sure that you have that with every meal. And, you know, that becomes a habit that you're, a micro habit that you're trying to create. Or stretching, you know, maybe instead of like just lounging on the couch leisurely, you put together a 5-10 minute routine that you stretch while you're watching watching your TV shows. But, you know, that's how it all starts. It's those little habits. And if you're ready to embrace the new you, create some micro habits, hit me up on the socials. I want to know, like, what's your new micro habit? And you can reach me at Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram. I'm Kim Barnes Jefferson on Facebook. And you can always shoot me an email at squadleader@fabfitsquad.com. And as always, have a great night. And thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.